Blog Talk Radio.
I got Nancy from the fair. Hey, Nancy, how you doing?
Hey, good. Can you hear me, or is it loud in the
background? I hear a lot of background noise, but I hear you.
Is it too loud? I can go to a quieter area.
A quieter area would be good, and I'm going to actually put this week so off with the microphone. Can you hit your mute button, Nancy, for a minute,
yep.
Hon? Okay. Hello. I am your disease. I hate meetings. I hate higher powers. I hate anyone who has a... To all who come in contact with me, I wish you suck. Tell me. I am the disease addiction. Let's see, hit me. I am the disease of addiction. I am cunning, baffling, and powerful. That's me. I have killed millions, and I am pleased. I love to catch you with the element of surprise. I love pretending I'm your friend and your lover. I have given you comfort, haven't I? Wasn't I there when you were lonely, when you wanted to die? Didn't you call on me? I was there. I love to make you hurt. I love to make you cry. Better yet, I love to make you so numb you can neither hurt nor cry. When you can't feel anything at all, this is true gratification. And all I ask from you is long-term suffering. I've been there for you always. When things were going right in your life, you invited me. You said you didn't deserve these good things. And I was the only one who could agree with you. Together, we were able to destroy all the good things in your life. People don't take me seriously. They take stroke seriously, heart attack seriously, even diabetes they take seriously. Fools. Without my help, these things would not be possible. I am such a hated disease, and yet I do not come uninvited. You choose to have me. So many have chosen me over reality. More than you hate me, I hate all of you who have a 12-step program. Your program, your meeting, your higher power, all of these things weaken me, and I can't function in the manner I'm accustomed to. I must lie here. You don't see me, but I'm growing bigger than ever. When you only exist, I may live. When you live, I may only exist. But I am here. And until we meet again, if we meet again, I wish you death and suffering. This was written by a young heroin addict who's the daughter of a dear friend of mine. And this girl has been missing for 2 weeks. And this is what she wrote a few days before she took off. This is the face of addiction, and her addiction is heroin. And, you know, this is very painful. And we need to help and empower people with these diseases, not empower the diseases. I got Nancy back on, and she's got quiet in the background now. Hey, Nancy, how are you?
Yep, good.
Did you hear that poem?
I did hear that poem. That was sad.
Pretty compelling, huh? It was
pretty
written
accurate.
By like a 19-year-old gal. One of my friends from high school, her daughter has been missing now since this poem was written on March the 8th. It's been almost.
Oh my.
And she wrote this, and it is just, you know, it's heart-wrenching. It's really heart-wrenching, and she obviously gets a cry for help, but disease is winning. Why do you think the disease of addiction wins?
Because it changes your brain chemistry, and it doesn't allow rational thinking. It allows you to be in an altered state of mind where you're not willing anymore to listen to your higher power, whatever that choice may be. You're not willing to listen to your best friend. You're not willing to listen to anyone who is going to take you away from your disease. Because it is less, what I've been told by people with addiction is it's less painful to continue the addiction than it is to face reality and all that entails with recovery.
Say that one more time. Say it one more time. Slower.
Yep. They said, this person said it's more painful to stop the addiction and to face reality than it is to just continue the addiction and stay where you're at. So when people are faced with a choice of pain, even though we know that through pain there is birth and growth, as we've discussed on many other shows, they choose not to walk through that fire to improve themselves. They would rather just stay stuck in there because it's the path of least resistance.
So it's easier just to go ahead and numb the pain for fun, huh?
Yeah, it's easier just to, like, check out, because that's what I think it is. If, you know, anyone has even just had a couple drinks for a night at a party, you pretty much check out of reality and situation, which is fine periodically to relax in that manner, but when it becomes that's your normal state of mind rather than a fully functioning, blessed being to be here having this human experience of which there's so much to learn and experience, you choose to not experience anything except walking through life numb.
You know what? What happens when it's just too painful and you do want to go ahead and just, how do you check out? Okay, all right, you know what? Things are painful and I just want to check out. Isn't it okay to self-medicate somehow?
If it's temporary, sure, to give yourself a little relief so that you can regroup. But it depends on your personality. A lot of people have addictive personalities, and they say, boy, that was so easy, and that was so relieving and so fun, and I didn't have to think about anything, and I didn't have to participate in life, participate in my own growth.
No. Now you just hit on something. Because, you know what, here's the deal. We all have pain. We all have stuff that could, you know, ultimately devastate us and devastate our you know, our lives and our positive attitude. But, you know, there's definitely things that could make us happy and take our state and change our state. If we change our mind and our state, we could change these problems. Like if someone is an addict and if they go and let's say they meditate or they pray or they do both, you know, instead of have that drink or make an accountability call, you know what, I feel weak, I need to do this. You know what I'm saying? Or I need a shot of heroin. Why do you think addicts don't want to do that?
Because it's just, it's extremely painful. And they want to, the reason they do that in the first place is to avoid pain. And they learn a bad behavior that's a way to avoid pain. But, you know, with that comes a lot of health consequences. And if you're not taking care of yourself physically, there's consequences. If you're not taking care of your bills, you're not paying your bills, there's consequences. And, you know, they would rather just, like I said, they would rather just, you know, check out rather than getting any help that they're ever been offered. I mean, there's so much help out there. You don't even have to leave your house. There's help even on the internet. There's, you know.
Well, I'm going to read a little something here. It's 12 things happy people do differently. And this is going to take a few minutes. One is express gratitude. We've had many shows on gratitude, right? When you appreciate what you have appreciates in value. If we aren't thankful for what we already have, we will have a hard time ever being happy. Number two is to cultivate optimism. People who think optimistically see the world as a place packed with endless opportunities, especially in trying times. Number three, avoid overthinking and social comparison. Comparing yourself to someone else is poisonous. The only person you should compare yourself to is yourself for this very moment. Number four, practice random acts of kindness. Selflessly helping other people is a super powerful way to feel good inside. Number five, nurture social relationships. The happiest people on the planet are the ones that have deep, meaningful relationships. Number six, develop strategies for coping. It helps to have healthy strategies for coping, pre-rehearsed on call and at the ready for you to deploy. Number seven, learn to forgive. Harboring feelings of hatred is horrible for your well-being. Number eight, increase flow experiences. Flow is a state which feels like the time stands still. When you're so focused on what you're doing that you become one with the task, nothing distracting you or competing for your focus. Number nine, savor life's joys. Deep happiness cannot exist without slowing down to enjoy the joy. Number 10, commit to your goals. Magical things start happening when we commit ourselves to doing whatever it takes to get somewhere that we choose to be. Number 11, practice spirituality. When we practice spirituality as a religion, we recognize that life is bigger than us. We surrender the silly idea that we are the mightiest thing ever. And number 12, take care of your body. Taking care of your body is crucial to being happiest person you can be. So, I mean, I think, you know, this is something that, that, you know, addicts could really be empowered from, don't you?
Absolutely. I mean, if they would just employ a few of those things, like, well, let's just take one, for example. Most of the addicts I know aren't physically active. So if they would just make a goal of getting up every day and going for a meditative walk, and while they're doing it, that they can, you know, get in touch with with the meditation part of it, the mental part of it, listening to something or whatever, while they're doing the physical activity. I think even those two little things out of all the things you mentioned would make them feel even one notch better, that when they got back to their cave, I call it, you know, where they're secluding themselves, because that's what they do. When they get back to their cave, maybe they would not choose to have vodka for breakfast or another beer for breakfast to chase away the hangover. Maybe they would make themselves a good breakfast, and then feed your body, and then, you know, each thing is going to build upon the next, because then you're going to feel that another notch better and another notch better. And maybe that day you would reach out to talk to somebody, or, you know, or go to a recovery meeting or whatever. But, I mean, I think it is very difficult for anyone in an addictive cycle to do it all by themselves. And if they have other addicts that they associate with on a daily basis, I think it's that much harder for them to pull themselves out of that rut and to propel themselves forward. Even in the midst of horrible crises, health crises, losing your house crisis, maybe getting your kids taken away from you because you're not a fit parent crisis, and all those things we hear about, you know, those are all the universe trying to say, hello, you need to change something here. And we're here to try to propel you in that direction.
Well, I've got to tell you, you've got to go ahead. You've got to go ahead and get rid of the toxic stuff in your life. You go on today's Awaken to Empowerment webpage. I actually posted the 12 things that make you happy, and then the thing of getting rid of toxic people. I had to delete someone today. I had to delete someone today on Facebook because they just wanted to keep talking about their candidate. You know what? Our election's over here. You know what? I don't want to hear about it. You know what? You don't know who I voted for. I didn't post who I voted for. Quite frankly, it's none of your business who I voted for. And it's really very, you know, these people get so crazy about this stuff. It's like, crazy. It's crazy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's like totally empowering, and you know what? I have no more time for the nonsense. So I probably will be deleting, you know, political hacks from my website, my eBay, whatever it's called. What is it called? Da, 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 da.
Facebook
page. In mass. Post good stuff. You know what? I don't care if you post something about a specific candidate, but here you have the name of your candidate as your profile picture, and you just arbitrarily use my Facebook page as your, you know, marketing arm, and then I go on your page and no one's liked anything of yours since, you know, 2010. So it's like, obviously,
mm-hmm.
You got wonder why. You know?
Right.
Don't post stuff arbitrarily on Facebook page. Have you gotten any of the sunglass people posting on your Facebook page?
No. That would be horrible.
Yeah, these people are, like, trying to sell sunglasses. So needless to say, they've been unfriended and blocked, too.
Yeah, if I had people that all they did was solicit, just like even some people, all they do on my page is solicit for having home parties with them. It's like, okay, you know, most anybody who's over the age of 25 knows all the home party plan companies out there. And if I really needed something from Tupperware or Avon, Mary Kay, or Tastefully Simple, or any of those companies, I'm thoroughly aware that they exist. And I would go to the website and seek out my local person and order stuff from them. But to be have people begging for you to do parties with them. I don't know who's coaching those people, but it's really bad coaching.
It's annoying. Don't be posting stuff on other people's Facebook page. I don't care when you post some of your promotional stuff on my Facebook page because you're showing me stuff. So, and it's cool.
Well, it was really just the picture that I wanted to show you, a picture of me. And really, it wasn't even me. It was the girl in the booth behind me posted it on her page, and I friended her. And, you know, we'll see how that goes.
You
that's
look
what I
fabulous.
Told her.
Lights are cool.
Thank
the
you.
Lights are cool. But anyway, back to the addiction. Back to the addiction. than the toxic people.
Yeah.
You know what? I mean, this has actually been a really good year because I know that you have been really good about being grateful every day, been doing your gratitude and just,
you know,
all that stuff is, it just builds upon each other and makes you a more empowered individual. Oh?
Absolutely. Every day, you got to do it every day, just like you have to drink water every day, you have to eat every day, you have to bathe every day. Well, you hope you have to bathe every day.
Well,
you should bathe every
day. I don't bathe every day, in all honesty. Yeah,
you wash your face,
around
I'm
the
sure.
House, I wash my face in essential areas of opportunity, but I don't go take a bath or a shower every day. It's like, okay.
But that's still clean. That's still taking care of your temple.
Right. Brush the teeth, wash the face, put the cream and stuff on.
Right, exactly. That's just caring about yourself. That's self-love.
Yeah, absolutely. Got to. It's important.
Yeah.
Besides that, also, did you know yesterday was the vernal equinox?
Yeah. Quite aware. I love those times.
First day of spring, and I started a cleanse yesterday because it's really good holistically, right? I mean, to cleanse with the seasons, isn't that like ancient behavior? What you know, they would cleanse in the spring. So,
heard spring cleaning. It doesn't just mean your house. Spring cleaning can mean your body too.
Well, you got to spring clean your garden. I should spring clean my house.
Yep.
I do have windows open, I started doing the psyllium hulls, the broom, and a little aloe vera in my vitamin water. And I'm just eating. I'm not eating any cooked food. I'm eating raw nuts and nut butter with protein powder for the next 5 days. So I think that's and drinking protein shakes. I'm not eating past 4 p.m. my time. So let's see how that. I mean, eventually, I'm a little tired today, but I think I'll adjust. Have you done any cleanses lately?
I haven't done a cleanse, but I started a new regime for my biggest concern right now, which is the inflammation, the knee inflammation, because I definitely want to be able to continue being well into my 80s, so and beyond, and so I needed to start addressing that. So I did start a nice herbal program to help with that situation. So that's kind of my spring renewal. Let's put it that way.
It's your sunshine products.
Of course.
Anybody want to get naked? Sunshine products, please feel free to private message me or Nancy G. They're awesome. They're great. We've been taking Nature's Sunshine products for almost 20 years, right, Nance?
Yeah. Well, I'll give a quick plug on them. The reason why they're great is because people hear of the buzz herb or product, like when mangosteen, let's just take that for example, became popular. Okay, so everyone runs to the store and they get like mangosteen juice or mangosteen capsules, and just, like, take all this mangosteen. Well, that's great to an extent. The thing that NSP does, because they have master herbalists, and I believe Stephen Horn's still working with them, that formulate the supporting body systems that go along with why you're taking mangosteen in the first place.
So let's go a little deeper. What is a master herbalist, Nancy? We've got about 5 minutes. Let's talk herbs.
Yeah. A master herbalist is a person who has studied well beyond the extent of what regular medical doctors even have to study as far as learning the interactions between different herbs and body systems and how one body system supports the next and supports the next. So you can take all the herbs in the world, and this is why people might say, well, herbs don't work for me. Well, if your elimination system is clogged up and you've got this, like, big gut, that's just full of
crap. I mean, that's what it is. Let's just say
literally,
what it is.
Literally, right?
Yeah, and you're not eliminating all the toxins out of your system. I don't care how much good stuff or good food or whatever you put in there, it's still not helping you because that system isn't working properly.
So
you know, it's like if you tried...
It's called herbalism, don't you? You have to cleanse first, right? Cleanse.
Well, preferably you clean the pipes before you start flowing something new through there.
Right.
If you want it to work well and efficiently, otherwise it might work halfway or it might take you twice as long to see results of something. So, our Miss Mary, the first question she will ask you when you sit down for consultation is, how many times a day do you poop?
Uh-huh.
And it's not to be gross. It's to find out if the base system, which is the base system that supports all your other systems, how is that functioning well? If not,
the colon,
then you start there.
Right, a toxic colon creates a toxic body. You need train in, train out, you know?
right. And I would say most of Americans don't have that plan. I mean, I've asked people that question just to see what they say, and sometimes the answers are shocking. You're like, really?
I poop once every three days. It's like, are you kidding me?
Right. It's like, well, no wonder you have back pain. No wonder you have, like, arthritis symptoms. No wonder you think you have fibromyalgia. I mean, you know, it's names for symptoms. That's what a lot of these diseases are just names for symptoms that are really a very base core thing. So the master herbalists study all this to the extent that they understand, you know, what you're really needing. And then they formulate products. Stephen Horn does for Nature Sunshine. He formulates products that support all that. A lot of it is like traditional herbs along with Ayurvedic Chinese medicine, which has been around for a gazillion years. But it's the combination, right, it's the combination of herbs and medicinals together that support everything that make them work. And I think that's why Nature Sunshine herbal combination products, whenever I've really been diligent about taking something from there, I see really good results. I'm not saying it's overnight. I give it at least
60 days. Absolutely not, because it takes a while for your body to tether into it. Now, we got another 2 minutes. What are you taking for your inflammation specifically?
It's a turmeric blend. I don't have it handy with me, but it's called IF inflammation, obviously.
Okay.
And it's for any kind of inflammation in your body. So even if, I have inflamed, heart valve, and then my knees I know are inflamed because I can see those visually. And once you can actually look at your knee and see that there's definitely some inflammation there, you know it's pretty chronic. So I am...
The thing is IF Relief, and it has the Boswellia and the mangosteen and the turmeric, white willow bark, and it's very high on the ORAC, and it supports the natural process. Muscle pain and inflammation relief, and you could get that Awakened to Empowerment. We are more than happy to share that great product with you. We don't always sponsor products, but we will share products that we know that work, that empower people and help change their lives. Right, Nance?
Absolutely. It's what it's all about, sharing
information. Well, this is great. We have one more minute, and then we're off this week. Any words of empowerment for this week?
Oh, gosh. My brain needs to engage after it's been sitting idle for a while.
I'm going to throw one out there, and it's infinite.
Good.
It's infinite. And if you focus on the infinite, you will not think small. You will be a possibility thinker, and you can create your ideal life and be empowered. And Nancy, let's thank our audience for joining us here this week. They can join us here every Monday at 5 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Eastern time. And we'll catch you back here next week. Thanks, Nance. You make it a great one. And thanks for joining us, folks.
Thank you, everybody.
Ciao, bye-bye. We'll catch you on the flip side.
Ciao for now.
Bye.
You betcha.